ओम शांति।
मुझे बाबा की एक बहुत पुरानी बात याद आई, वो शायद कहीं लिखी तो नहीं है, 1936
में
जब बाबा को ये दिव्य
साक्षात्कार, वन थिंग ऑफ बाबा ऑफ 1936 व्हेन बाबा हैड विजन्स एंड ही हैड इंटॉक्सिकेशन दैट I have attained what I wanted to. A few distance away from home, in a garden in solitude, there was a small place, and he was sitting there in a stage lost in love. After finding him absent, people started finding. His brother went there and saw that he was sitting there. He got angry and said that everyone is finding you and you are sitting here. He had met God. The thirst of birth after birth had finished. We all used to say that we wish to see you only once, then there would be nothing else to see in this world. Baba saw Shiv Baba. He had visions of Vishnu. He had visions of his previous births, that what you were in your previous births, he had seen that. He had seen the scenes of destruction of the old world and the new world as well. And what will you be in the new world? He then became lost in those scenes. We all too have attained such attainments from our heart. The sound emerges that we have attained what we wanted to. We cannot get all that from this world, what Baba has given us. Let us move forward. We receive the knowledge. Receive the knowledge of soul, that soul is eternal, immortal. Gradually received the knowledge of yoga. Initially there was only knowledge of soul, and then got the knowledge of yoga, and Baba began to lost in that. We all know from our daily experiences that where a human has lot of attainments, with whom he has lots of love, and this love makes him lost. Let us give vision on our attainments, what all we have got. Write down and prepare a list. Do not just think like that, but note down in your diaries. Many have seen Baba. Those who were there at that time, there were only few brothers and sisters. He was lost in the knowledge of Gita in his room. The churning of knowledge makes oneself lost in the love. He was lost in the knowledge of Gita. Baba used to narrate that stage. He had conquered all the five vices and made the snakes of vices his bed. To be lost in only the love of one father is complete knowledge. When we turn the knowledge, our intellect gets detached from all around. When it gets detached from all around, then only you will attain that stage of being lost in the love of one. So we should have love with the Father. There are two bases. First is what all we have attained from Him. Note it down. We have received the complete knowledge which we were finding, for which we were stumbling around. We had searched for the truth. Baba has made our hearts peaceful. God is called the Supreme Truth. He is the ocean of knowledge. He has given us the complete powers and has finished our search. We did not know our aim. We did not know our destination. And second thing is, those who are detached from bodies, we have to do a lot of practice. Body is separate and I am separate. In different ways we have to increase this experience. Those who are detached from the body, they will be lost in God's love. The more they will know the Father, they will get lost in His love. Understand this thing. If our mind and intellect distracts a lot, it means we have not known Him. We do not have that experience that we receive everything from Him. On the devotion, we used to say that You give us everything. Whatever we have is given by You. Now our mind stumbles for the other desires of attainment. Now we have to increase this experience and do the practice of being detached from the body. We have to get lost in His love. Godly intoxication is very necessary for this. When someone is in intoxication, he forgets the world. His thoughts become peaceful. Brahma Baba. The biggest thing which is very less in Brahmins was the intoxication of future. Pay attention to this, that we all are becoming deities from human beings. There are many who have imbibed purity, who are cooperative in His task. We should have the intoxication of our future. When everyone used to sleep during the daytime, there were only few people in Madhuvan, only 25 were there. Then there were 30, 35. By completing their task, they used to take rest in the afternoon. Baba used to sit in the balcony in solitude. He used to see the Narayan form of Himself. And that God has brought heaven for me in His hands. I have to leave this body and become this. Shri Krishna is praised a lot in this world. Being incorporeal, people are not so much attracted towards Shiva, but they are attracted towards Krishna. And he had the firm faith that with tapasya I am going to become this. he had so much of intoxication. So, we too should get lost in our future form. I tell you one thing, we are sitting here in Shantivan and we can reach in the Panta Bhavan, we can reach in Baba's room by mind. All the vibrations of Baba's room will get merged in me. Experience that we are not sitting here, we are sitting there in Baba room. Now we reached Baba's kutia. The peaceful vibrations are getting merged in me. See your future form. For a few moments, for 2-3 minutes, reach the heaven, the first birth of heaven. Those sanskars will get merged in myself. Therefore, along with Manmana Bhav, there is Madhyaji Bhav. With the bodiless state, you should have the intoxication of the form of heaven. See your original form and you will get lost in that. Those who have seen Avyakt Bab Dada in this hall, thousands of brothers and sisters are sitting. Even the passages and conference hall used to get filled, the balcony was filled. There were around 25,000 brothers and sisters. Baba used to come and give drishti all around, and everyone used to get lost in his love wherever he or she is sitting. But those vibrations used to spread, that everyone used to get lost in God's love. We too should have this vision in the morning. I had seen one thing was very attracted to me of Brahma Baba. Baba used to go in his kutia and there was a stage of deep silence. He was all alone in the lost and lost in God's love. By spreading the waves of the ocean of peace, that Baba's kutia was very simple, made up of leaves. It seemed as if there was peace all around. Baba became the master ocean of peace. Whoever used to come near him, their hearts got peaceful. Whenever someone used to go to ask some questions, because with his stage, they used to get peaceful. We have to learn to talk to Shiv Baba. Mothers should learn it very well. Suppose mothers have a very small child of 2 years or 3 years. He do not speak, but mothers keep on talking to him and enjoy talking to him. You can talk to a child who is 1 or 2 year old who cannot speak. So make God your child and learn to talk to him. He is the one who will take your boat across. see him with that vision and talk to him. On one side, take the love of the ocean of love, and on the second hand, make him your child. So there are many relationships with Baba. Out of those relationships, select two or four relations which attract you very much. To someone, the relationship of friend will attract. To someone, the relationship of teacher will attract. Who know that each version of knowledge will take their boat across. They will have a lot of love with the teacher. Someone may have a lot of love with the Supreme Sadguru. So whatever relationship attracts you, talk to him with that relation and increase this practice so that we are connected to Baba throughout the day. Make sure that some way or the other we should remain connected, we should keep on talking to him, and you should experience the canopy of him. That he is there along with you, he is walking, holding your hand, then you will have the stage of being lost in him. In Sakar there was the word godly intoxication, and many times Baba used to say, when the Murli starts, Baba says, children, you should have the intoxication. You have done devotion birth after birth, and he himself is sitting in front of you. The vibrations were very good when Baba used to speak such words, and there were very few children in front of Baba at that time. Only 50, and maximum there were 100 people in front of him. Baba used to say, listen with that intoxication that God has come and I am godly student and he has brought heaven in his hands for me. You can understand that when Shiv Baba used to speak, Brahma Baba used to listen first, and he got lost in God's love. Now the time is coming that we will have to get lost in God's love. And those who will remain in this stage, any situation of the world will not even touch him. Both the Babas teach us to practice that I am a soul. I, soul, came in golden age in the deity form, and how I completed the journey of 5,000 years. I was worthy of worship. Then we became devotees. Then Sangam confluence age came. We have never thought that we will get God in such a way. We had only thought that we should see you only once. I had thought only this thing only. But we never used to know that he will come and he will belong to us. Think in such a way and get lost in his love. We had never thought that we will see God with our these physical eyes. He is incorporeal, but He has given us third eye of knowledge. We cannot see Him with these two eyes. We have never thought that in our journey of life He will become our companion. He will become our good friend. We used to get afraid so much. And when He came, we came to know that He is the ocean of love. He is ours. I used to think when I came to Madhavan in the beginning, but Shiv Baba, what we used to think about you, what imagination we had about you, but you came to us and you belong to us. He is ours. So the one who has given us so much of love, who has taught us to lead a happy life, who has filled us with powers, who has taken away the heaviness of our births after birth, why not we should get lost in His love? Our eyes used to search Him, to see Him. Now we can see Him. We were thirsty of His few words. Our ears have become fortunate, our eyes have become fortunate, our life has become successful. Our life journey is successful. He has taken our tiredness for many births. He has used us in His divine tasks. He established this yajna to transform this world. And we are the ones who have helped Him. All surrender brothers are sitting here. Get lost in this intoxication that our body is used in His yajna. Our hands, our ears, our eyes, our specialities, our intellects, our talents, all are getting used by Him. So if we will not get lost in His love, then who else will? So think and churn in this way. We will spend these days of January and pay attention that the more beautiful our thoughts are, our experience will be such. When you sit in remembrance, do this practice and make this your main practice. That I am an angel, I am filled with God's powers. Go around the world to give happiness, to give peace, to give love to someone, to give pure vibrations to someone. Practice this from my forehead and eyes. Golden rays are spreading everywhere. Increase this practice daily in the month of January, and then this will become a blessing for us and will give us very good experiences. And this powerful stage will become your vehicle. Become an angel up above the sky, that I am an ancestor. I am the bestower. I am an angel.